Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick. And thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you with good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about opening our hearts to new types of relationships. With Valentine's Day tomorrow, I'll be talking about how to create and grow love relationships in these transformative energies we're in for the next few years. We're all changing at a much faster pace than we have in the past, and this creates new challenges and needs for our relationships. After that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I just want to mention that we're getting very low on our printed good timing guides for 2009. So if you're intending to get one just so that you can work in harmony with the universe, I urge you to do it soon. You will still be able to get an online good timing guide throughout the year, but once we run out of the printed ones, there just aren't any more. So you can order yours by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Once you're there, just click on the link to the Polaris store up at the top. Or you can call us toll-free to register to order at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that you can learn all about the upcoming cycles well ahead of time and understand the economic and business trends by subscribing to my annual Good Timing newsletters and email updates for just 8 cents a day. You can plan ahead and be alert to major timing tips and be prepared for important economic changes. To order, just go to that same site, askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And as I said before, just click on the link to the Polaris store, and then just scroll down to the 2009 Good Timing Guide, and it's listed under there. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, did you have some surprises this week? Remember, we had a lunar eclipse on Monday, February 9th, and eclipses are known for bringing up surprises. In general, though, if you got a surprise, it should lead you to new groups or new circles of people who will assist you in your activities or goals. It could even lead you to taking important actions which may feel divinely guided. And it could open up communications for you in other ways, too. So if you got a surprise this week, even if it wasn't a good one, look for a gift from the universe because it's there if you'll look for it. And you could experience eclipse surprises until March 9th, because eclipse events can occur anytime within 30 days of the actual eclipse. So that means they could have occurred as early as January 9th for this eclipse. And this eclipse occurred at 21 degrees of Leo. So if you or your company have planets or personal points between 17 to 25 degrees of Leo or Aquarius, then this eclipse pertains to you. Next, between tomorrow, which is Valentine's Day, oh, I love Heart Day, through the early hours of February 18th, we get an unusual lineup of planets in the sign of Aquarius. This lineup consists of the planets Mercury, Mars, the North Node, Jupiter, the asteroid Juno, Chiron, Neptune, and the Sun. All in the sign of Aquarius. Holy cow! We're having a party in the sign of Aquarius. That's a very unusual planetary emphasis. And we're going to get another planetary lineup for a second time on February 21st through early on the 24th. Well, the same lineup then, only with the moon instead of the sun. Now, this means we're planting seeds now, new seeds that will bloom later. And these new starts are going to unfold over a period of time, at least a year, and in many cases, over many years. You may be noticing that a whole bunch of new things are getting started for you or your loved ones this month. And since Aquarius is known for its radical and progressive ideas, which are usually considered to be 50 years ahead of their time, the new seeds we're planting now are ones that will create progress for everyone. So you're going to see some completely different ideas proposed and developed over the next few years, and hopefully you're part of that. Now, as part of that big lineup, we're in the midst of a triple conjunction of the Sun, Chiron, and Neptune all together in Aquarius. Now, we haven't had this cycle since late September and early October in 1945. Wow, that's a long time. And we won't see it again until 2095, so it's relatively rare. This cycle peaked on Monday, February 9th, with the Sun conjunct Chiron that day exactly, and then it peaked on the 11th with Sun conjunct Neptune that day exactly, and they're going to still stay in range through February 17th. Now, this is a time when we're healing our wounds and envisioning where we want to go, but not just for the next few weeks or months. I'm talking about years. It can be a great time to get inspired or to use your intuition to get into and stay in the flow. And it's a good idea to pay particular attention to your feelings and notice which way they're leading you. For example, if you have positive feelings about whatever is going on, they'll lead you to a positive situation. And likewise, negative feelings will lead you to a negative situation. So it's helpful to choose thoughts that leave you feeling positive. Now, if you're the kind of person who likes hard data for making your choices, you may find this time to be quite confusing and challenging. It will feel very uncertain to you. Often, the data you want either doesn't exist or it isn't accessible in the time frame you need it. And you may not even know how to go about finding the data. This is an opportunity to learn how to trust yourself and the universe, and how to listen to your messages from the universe. You can tell the universe how you want to receive your messages, and it will do its utter best to comply. So tune in during this period to ensure you're headed in a direction that inspires you and brings you joy. Now, in addition, between now and March 1st and peaking on February 17th, which is Tuesday, we also get the cycle of Mars conjunct Jupiter. This cycle is fantastic for taking fortunate actions. This is an important planting new seeds phase for actions that can turn into something very large downstream. And it's especially true for projects that are related to the internet, like new website launches, new technology, anything innovative, science or metaphysics. We have a great opportunity to combine this energy with the changes we're making. So plant seeds for your new vision by taking fortunate actions during this period that will lead to them. It's a great opportunity. Now, all of these energies are even further enhanced by another cycle of Venus sextile Jupiter. This cycle is wonderful for financial growth opportunities. They aren't going to beat you over the head to come get them, but they're there for the taking if you want them. This cycle peaks late on February 16th, which is Monday, but it's in range all the way from February 9th through March 16th. So you may be noticing this is a fairly long time for Venus, but that's because she's slowing down to go retrograde in March, and she stations sextile to Jupiter. However, this cycle is best before March 6th when it starts to move backwards. So take advantage of these great financial growth opportunities while we can. Okay, now for your heads up. We had lots of good information there, right? Lots of great cycles. Here's your heads up. February 18th, we get another day when the moon is square to both Saturn and Uranus. Now, by now, you may recall that we're still in earthquake energy for most of the time between now and the end of July 2010. And at the moment, Saturn and Uranus are still pretty close to their exact opposition that we had on February 5th. So when the moon comes along to tweak them, sparks can fly. So pay attention to what's going on that day. Remember, if sparks start to fly, it's time to be flexible and resourceful. I also want to remind you that we're coming up to Venus retrograde March 6th through April 17th, and that will be followed shortly by another Mercury retrograde on May 7th through the 31st. So now is the time to make your new starts. This is the best month we have for new product introductions or starting new companies or launching new websites until at least June. And the universe is being very helpful to us now as it gives us all these huge opportunities for new starts. I believe that the last best date we have for new starts is February 27th. So do your best to be ready to launch new things by then. After that, June will be your next best time. Now, Venus retrograde is a time when we're reconsidering relationships, partnerships, money, and financial issues. How we value ourselves, and even our relationship to money, credit, debt, and so forth. Venus is already in the area that she will retrace, and this appears to be a relatively challenging Venus retrograde. So pay attention now to financial and relationship matters, because this is what's going to get reconsidered. Venus retrograde starts on March 6th, and that's only 3 weeks away. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that each week the information I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens is available on my website. So to get your copy for this coming week, just visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com to get your copy. And look for the link to this under What's New. Now, I know we're headed off to a break, but here's a question I want to leave you with. What's going on with relationships now? Why are they changing? When I come back from this short break, I'll be talking about opening your heart to new types of relationships. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul, Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit MBSConnect.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Fly High Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations will be given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
To Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about opening our hearts to new types of relationships. And after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first of all, why would I even suggest that we should open our hearts to new types of relationships? What's wrong with the ones we've had for centuries? Isn't the perfect relationship one that consists of a husband and a wife living in a house with a white picket fence and 2.4 children plus a cat or dog? Now, before I answer that, let's first consider what's up with relationships now. Just why are relationships changing in the first place? Astrologically, right now, we have both Jupiter and the asteroid Juno together in the sign of Aquarius. I mentioned this last week because in mythology, Jupiter and Juno were husband and wife. If you know anything about that mythology, you know that Jupiter was a bit of a philanderer, to say the least, which created quite a strain on his relationship with Juno. Now we see them coming together in the sign of Aquarius. If I were to describe relationships represented by the sign of Aquarius in one word, the word would be different or unusual. More freedom and independence within the relationship. Jupiter and Juno are indicating to us that our relationships need to open to different types of relationships, and they are just starting this journey, which began exactly on this past Wednesday, February 11th. This journey with unusual and different relationships will last until November 10th of 2028. Wow, it's a long time. That's when they will next meet up in the sign of Libra, the sign of relationships. So we have a little more than 19 years to open up and develop these new types of relationships. So let's just do a quick reality check. Are there some good reasons why relationships would be changing at this time from a sociological point of view? Yes, and it's primarily because our consciousness has changed. What used to be acceptable and normal to us is no longer enough. In general, it's not enough to have a relationship for just financial survival needs and or sexual needs. Most of us can take care of those needs with or without a partner. A relationship has to offer us more than that. If you recall when I talked about the Mayan calendar in the past, I mentioned that we're doing the same amount of transformation in 12.8 years as we did in the previous 254 years. That means we're growing and changing our consciousness at a pace that is 20 times faster. Now, my guess is that we're not going to get any days or even weekends off from our primary task of transforming our consciousness. At that rate, we're lucky to get sleep. Now, what has this got to do with romance and partnerships? Everything. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. What do you think happens when two people are going down the path together and then one of them starts growing a little faster than the other one? That person is still going to be on the same path, maybe just a little ahead of the other partner. But they can still talk and converse, and in time, it's possible the other partner will catch up or maybe even run ahead of the first partner. But what happens if that first partner continues to grow faster and faster than his or her partner? As he or she gets further ahead of their partner, in time, they can barely shout at each other because they're so far apart. They might be on the same path still, but they can't really converse. And at that point, it's even less likely that the other partner will decide to catch up. This is the primary challenge facing all relationships today. Now that we're all in the process of accelerated transformation, there's no way to know whether two people will continue to grow at the same rate so they can stay together. This is especially true now through 2012. While we're experiencing the highest rates of transformation during those times. Now, just from this perspective alone, it becomes harder and harder for one person to be the soulmate who meets all your needs. So here we are now with Jupiter and Juno signaling to us to start developing different or unusual types of relationships. So what are some of the different ways we could develop our relationships? As our consciousness changes and transforms, we expect different things from ourselves, and we develop different expectations for our partners in romantic relationships. What do you think we want now from our partnerships? Well, here's a few ideas. How about deep love and emotional intimacy? Or someone who can help you grow? Or the ability to grow with multiple people? Perhaps not all of them would be sexual partners, but maybe one of them might be your primary partner. Or how about conversations which support your oddest thoughts and encourage you to explore them? Or perhaps you'd like your sexual experiences to also be spiritual experiences. And maybe one of the new things is that not all of our needs will be met by one partner. There are many ways to explore new types of relationships. I believe our souls want to experience deep intimacy and love. And guess what? Our souls do not care about structures, labels, or any of the things that we use to define relationships. Marriage is a structure we've created, and for many years, this structure worked reasonably well because people did not change that rapidly. But this is not the situation we're in today. I'm actually quite doubtful that our souls even care about how many people we love because from the soul's point of view, love is the most important thing we share with each other. And to the soul, it doesn't matter that whether that love is between mates, lovers, friends, or parents and children. We're the ones who put restrictions on our relationships and declare them to be right or wrong. With Jupiter and Juno and Aquarius, though, we're getting the message to reconsider just what is appropriate for all types of relationships. Now, what do you suppose the challenges to these new types of relationships are? Well, according to the chart for the exact conjunction of Jupiter and Juno, those challenges consist primarily of these things. First, there's the issue of devotion. Generally, you expect to be devoted to that one person in your life, and this could still be the case. But remember, in this unusual situation, you may not be able to maintain a relationship for as long as you could have in other circumstances. If one of you outgrows the other, there's not much choice except to move on. So instead of having one partner you love and live with for the rest of your life, you may experience multiple partners. And this can be daunting, especially if you tend to grow fast. I believe the trick is to separate from a partner in gratitude and still support each other in smaller ways. Over time, you may develop devotion for more than one person, because as you separate, you may continue to support or have devotion in smaller and different ways. There's no blame for growing apart. You both made choices appropriate for yourself. You just made different choices. You may not be able to maintain the relationship at that same level, but there's no reason why you can't remain friends and support each other as friends. Now, the second challenge is the need for emotional growth. If we're not able to maintain a relationship over a longer period of time, it could be harder to create the emotional growth that longer-term relationships generally have. But it doesn't have to be the case. We can learn how to connect with someone at a deeper level faster by releasing our fears about being vulnerable or hurt. Let's face it, no one gets out of here without challenges of some type, and that includes emotional pain. It's part of life. But remember, to the same degree that you can feel emotional pain, that's the same depth to which you'll be able to feel joy. So closing down is not the answer. The challenge is to open up even more and to find people with whom you can grow and trust. The third challenge is to be together and yet still maintain some independence and freedom within the relationship. This is the main purpose of Jupiter and Juno being together in the sign of Aquarius. Do you trust your partner enough so that he or she can have other friends of the opposite gender? That's the big question. If your husband has another female friend, can he have lunch with her without a problem from you? Or if your wife has another male friend, can they take a walk together without a problem from you? This is important in maintaining your relationship for a longer period of time. Now, why is that? Because the reality is that you won't be able to meet all your partner's growth needs, nor will your partner be able to meet all of yours. I'm not talking about sexual needs. I'm talking about mental, emotional, and spiritual needs. They're changing 20 times faster than they used to. So allowing outside friendships of the opposite gender will take off some of the pressure and allow you to maintain your relationship longer. Okay, now you know the answer to my first question, which was, isn't the perfect relationship one that consists of a husband and wife living in a house with a white picket fence and 2.4 children plus a cat or dog? The answer to this is that this model isn't working in these times. So we need to open up to new ways of being in primary relationships, including the potential for part-time relationships instead of living together. This is Valentine's Day. So let's open our hearts to more tolerance, more understanding, and a greater sense of freedom within our primary relationships so they can last a lot longer. And I know we are coming up to a short break, and after the short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfgoGreen.com. That's PerfgoGreen.com.
What would your life be like if you could accomplish anything and everything you want? Join James Arthur Ray in Seattle, Spokane, and Vancouver, BC for The Secret of Attracting the Life You Want. Learn how your intentions create your reality during this free lecture. Go to thequantumdream.com to register for your free admission and information. James Ray will be in Vancouver, BC on March 10th, Seattle on March 11th, and Spokane on March 12th. Visit thequantumdream.com to register now.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Remember, healthy spinal column alignment and a proper functioning nerve system are key foundational components for optimal health and wellness. At Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center, we strive to help each patient regain their health through natural chiropractic care and wellness counseling. Visit us at vcwc.net to learn more about our doctors and wellness counselors. Remember, vcwc.net.
Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom, Tom Liotta, at WeExcel Financial, 888-252-3080. Or his website, debtfreemca.com.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Taking your calls now, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Now, first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number. That's 877-524-8300, 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your most major challenge. And speaking of hearts, with Valentine's Day here, consider giving a compatibility consultation to assist with your most important relationship. Okay, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let me just go and turn my microphone real fast. And I know, I got so many buttons here. Sometimes I forget one or two. And happy early Valentine's and late Valentine's today to you as well.
Thank you. Thank you. I love it.
We have big, beautiful hearts, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, cool.
We do. Absolutely right. That's right.
And so does Chris. Chris is calling in from Seattle. She's thinking about continuing her education. She just wants to know when or if it's the right idea and time right now for her. March 22nd of 49 is her birth date at 9:24 p.m. in good old Seattle. So, Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you both very much. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Now, tell me what's going on here about going back to school. What are you doing now, and what are you planning to learn when you go back to school?
Right now, I'm working for a hospice in town, and I would like to go into small animal massage.
Oh, cool. And where are you going to go to? There's a place locally that you're going to go to school?
Yes, there is. It's up in close to Seattle.
Oh, neat. And so you're just wanting to know, timing-wise, if there's something indicating for you going back to school.
Yes.
Okay, so let me have a look here. You know, actually, there is a fairly major cycle here. You're just about to start a new growth cycle, and including growing through education. And so this is an ideal time. I was just going to look to see when exactly it's going to be exact. It's very soon, though. It's, it's in mid-April.
That's what I thought.
And you're going to have this cycle for pretty much the whole year. I mean, it's going to be in range. Probably all the way until, oh, boy. Actually, I would say it's going to be in range all the way through December.
December?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you've got a great situation here because you've got a major growth cycle occurring, which is a new growth cycle, meaning that growth cycles last 12 years. And so here you are, you're just at the point right now where you're ready to start a whole new way of growing. And as part of this, and this will be true really for your entire life, roughly every 12 years you're going to go through this cycle. And so roughly every 12 years you'll get an urge to learn something new that will be part of your new growth cycle. Has that happened to you before?
I can remember.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going
back to school, per se.
Not really.
Oh, okay. But you may have learned something that sets you off in a direction.
Yes. Yes.
You see, it doesn't necessarily have to be school, but there's something that you're learning at that time that becomes key to where you're headed off for your next 12 years.
Well, that's what happened 12 years ago when I got into nursing assistant.
Oh, okay. So there you go. So and here it is 12 years later, and you're ready to go to your next level.
Yes.
Yeah, so that is great. And I was just going to look here to see if you had any other major, since we have so many interesting things that are happening right now. One thing that's showing up is a major growth in your career and in home life. What's your home life like right now?
I have a cat.
You have a cat.
No, yeah.
You're not married.
Oh, no, no.
Okay. And is there any interest in that?
Yes, there is.
Oh, okay.
Just no interest back.
There's no what?
There's no interest back. In other words, there's no one special in my life.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, I'm just going to give you a quick prosperity tip for attracting that person.
Great.
Since Valentine's Day is coming up here, while you're having that special dinner with yourself, you can put together a list of the attributes that your most wonderful partner would have. Now, mind you, you might find these attributes in multiple people, but you're just telling the universe, here's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
And so you want to put together this list of, you know, the qualities and interests that that partner would have so that you would connect on a lot of different levels. And so just focus on creating that list. And then once you've created that list, the easy part is this. All you need to do is start thanking the universe every single day for having already provided that partner to you. And what you'll be doing when you're doing this is you're feeling joyful and happy that the partner has shown up already there.
Okay.
Even though he's not there yet, you know, in this technique, you want to be thanking the universe for having already brought that person to you. And the reason for that is because there are many timelines out there, and we're literally just choosing which timeline we experience with our feelings and thoughts. We're just attracting whichever one that we're experiencing with our thoughts and feelings. So if you choose the timeline where the partner is showing up, that will attract the partner to you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, I know you're going to have a fabulous Valentine's Day.
I agree. I will do that.
Good.
I totally agree.
Good. And thank you so much for calling in.
And thank you so much, Madeline.
You're welcome. Bye. Benny, do we have another caller?
Well, our phone lines are open. It's kind of quiet because I think everyone's maybe taking a little bit of a extra snooze in because of the holiday for tomorrow's Valentine's Day. So our phone lines are wide open at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And while we wait for those calls, Madeline, what are you or having planned to do tomorrow?
Oh, well, tomorrow, this is what astrologers do, right?
You're in your own little world, huh?
So tomorrow I'm going to a workshop on, of course, an astrology workshop on relationships.
Well, that's a way to treat yourself, right?
And then I'm going to treat myself, since I am single, I am going to treat myself to a fabulous dinner from a gourmet restaurant up here. And I have my Valentine's table all set up beautiful.
fabulous. Flowers, candles, confetti. Oh, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. And then I'm going to pick up this fabulous gourmet dinner and bring it home and treat myself to a fabulous gourmet dinner. So what are you doing?
Well, I think my plans are, I don't want to give it away. I know it's kind of romantic, but my lady and I will probably head down to the aquarium tomorrow.
Oh, fun.
Which I think could be somewhat romantic in a way, you know, dimly lit rooms with lots of aqua life. And, you know, then eventually we'll make our way to the, you know, the, what is it, the room where you can, like, hands-on, like, touch some of the
instruments. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we'll see if there's any octopuses there. There's an octopi. I think it's octopuses.
Oh, that sounds great.
Gotta love a lot of suction cups, you know, running around, so.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what's more romantic than that, Madeline. I know how to pick them.
That's perfect. Well, that will be fun.
I know.
Lots
well,
of fun.
If you don't mind, let's sneak off to a break just a hair early so I can grab some of these phones, cool?
Okay, well, and after this break, I will be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you have questions about a job, finances, or relationships? Astrologer Madeline Gerwick is offering special 30-minute personal consultations about love, money, or career for just $85. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call Madeline at 877-524-8300 to schedule. Go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S BusinessGuides.com. So stop wondering and start asking.
Hypnosis has been scientifically verified to stimulate desired changes in behavior, such as weight loss, smoking cessation, and pain control. Learn the latest hypnosis techniques and receive your certificate in clinical hypnotherapy at the February 20th through 22nd weekend event in Seattle. Call 800-800-MIND and mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. Visit hypnosis.com, the Empowerment Partnership, and American Pacific University. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Hey, Benny, Dr. Pat's looking pretty good lately, don't you think?
Yeah, you know what? I noticed that, too. Maybe she's got some new makeup.
Nope, it's the Ageless Secret she's been using. It's an all-natural, organic, energetic cosmetic that's stronger than gravity. They say people that start using it look younger while they're getting older. It's made with purified water and special ingredients, including trace minerals, aloe, and MSM. Ageless Secret. Do you think I should start using it?
Sure, why not? And get me some, too.
Hey, guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the light mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled R-I-C-H-G-E-R-M-A-N.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm taking your calls now, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions, but I believe we already have all the callers we can take for today. And just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get started in the right direction. Okay, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's jump right to them. And Lorene is calling in from Normandy Park. She's been dating her beau for about 6 months now. Is he the right one for her? Well, we'll find out. Her birth date is March 22nd of 60, and 9 a.m. is when she was born in good old Kirkland, Washington. So, Lorene, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Benny.
Hi, Lorene.
Hi, Madeline.
So tell me what's going on here.
Well, Brian and I have been dating for about 6 months, and he's just a wonderful person, and I really love his heart, and I'm just wondering if there might be a future for us.
Well, that's a great question. It looks like there's two things going on here, right off the bat that are related to relationships. One of them is that you're in the process of transforming your relationship status, including the possibility of, you know, possibly getting married, some kind of growth through a change in your relationship status. So now, is he changing or are you changing or are both of you changing? Is there anything like that going on?
Oh, he just went through a divorce. I've been single for about 9 years.
I see. How long has he been divorced?
Oh, just this month. It was final.
Oh, okay. And how long has he been separated?
About a year.
Okay. Well, that certainly is a fairly challenging situation in his situation, because he's probably still in the process of healing.
Yep, I'm giving him lots of room.
That's a great idea. That's what I would say. It's a great idea. And he probably is going to undergo a fair amount of transformation in this process himself. And so you don't necessarily know in advance where he's going to come out, you see.
Yep.
You might be somebody that he hangs with for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's not impossible that he would become a partner,
time.
But you can't necessarily know it when they're in that state. Because, you know, it's a little too iffy at that point. But, you know, you are in the process of undergoing transformation for yourself, you know, in terms of relationships. So even if this relationship doesn't work out in terms of, you know, becoming somebody that you end up marrying, likely this relationship would lead you to one that would.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I guess there's good things on the horizon anyway.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and I'm not saying that it won't. I'm just saying that it's a little iffy because you've been single for how long did you say, 9 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very different state from somebody who's just gotten that situation.
Mm-hmm. He's a little more needy than I am.
That's right. And you're not going to want to necessarily compromise what you want in a partner as easily, you see. So you just have to be a little careful that the power in the relationship is what we would call equal, because if it's unequal, then it won't
I mean, it will only last as long as, you know, until he gets what he needs from it, and then he would leave.
Yeah.
You know, so, or until you get what you need, and then you would leave, one way or the other. So it has to be an equal partnership in order for it to continue. So think about those things, and if you want to do a consultation on the compatibility, that might be a great thing to do, too, because then you could understand the ins and outs of a longer-term relationship with him.
Okay. Thank you, Madeline.
Yeah, you take care, and thank you for calling in.
Hey, Laureen, real fast before you jam out, I have a special song for you. Just a little quick little interlude. Here you go. Just listen to it for a moment. I couldn't resist.
Benny.
It's totally in the it's in the air right now. I can't help it. It's
That's
just love
right.
is
we
in,
got
the
love
air,
in the air.
Tonight.
That's right. And happy Valentine's Day, Laureen.
Thank you. And same to you both.
Thanks, Laureen.
Okay. Take care.
For calling in. All right, Madeline, I think we got time for one more.
Yep.
Let's bring on Suzanne. She's calling from Everett, Washington. She's questioning if she's going to move anytime soon. Her birth date is August 19th of 57 at 10:29 p.m. in Bellflower, California. So, Suzanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Benny.
Hi,
Madeline.
Suzanne.
I've been wanting to move for over a year now, and I've had my house on the market since last June, and it just doesn't seem to be working out. Do you see that happening anytime soon?
Well, first of all, the first thing I might recommend on that is to get a timing for relisting the house, and I would do it fairly soon.
Okay.
A lot of times when a house isn't moving, the time that it was put up for sale, that it was listed with the agent, was not such a good one.
Okay.
I've seen that happen a lot of times. Now, let me just look at your cycles here for just a moment, and I'm just trying to see if there's anything that suggests to me that you're going to move. Actually, there is a cycle that should make it easy for you to move. Is there a change in your career, too?
No, not recently. I've been doing the same thing for 15 years, but I am ready when I move. I think I will be able to retire.
Oh, okay. So that's a fairly significant change in your career.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I would expect that, you know, if you contact me for a timing, do it quick, because I only work Monday through Wednesdays right now, and there's not very many days left for a good time to start, you know, to sell your house.
Okay.
We're basically limited to this month.
Okay.
You see, so you'd want to do it soon to relist it. And
I will.
It definitely, it looks like you could find it, you know, somebody here fairly quickly to come in and buy it, if you know. And there's certainly energy, let me put it that way. There's energy for you to make the move.
Right now or later on this year? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm thinking if we could get you a good time for it, it might sell fairly quick, and then you could get
Yay!
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yes, it would. Thank you so much for calling in, and I hope this works out for you.
Thank you, Madeline.
Yeah, give me a call soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Are you hanging out with people who lower your energy? If so, doing that is costing you money. Whenever your energy goes low after listening to someone complain or someone who's in a negative emotional state, your energy starts pushing money away from you. This can happen by less money coming to you, or you can have unexpected expenses depleting your bank account that way. So pay attention to how you feel after you have conversations or spend time with people. Then notice your expenses and income. spend less and less time with people who lower your energy and more time with people who help you feel positive and strong. This will raise your vibration and keep money flowing to you. And remember, love and those positive feelings of joy and gratitude keep money flowing to you, so enjoy your Valentine's Day, too. Now, I'll be back next Friday on February 20th to discuss how the universe answers your questions. There are some specific ways in which the universe can answer very specific questions, and I'll cover several of the tools we have for this. Do you want to know if a relationship will work out, if you should hire someone, if an investment is a good one for you to make, or if you should buy a particular house or car? Find out how you can know the answer to any question quickly and easily without a bunch of research. I'll also take your calls. Now, in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to get your 2009 Good Timing Guide, because we're getting a little bit low on that inventory. So just go to askmadeline.com and click on the Polaris store link and order your 2009 Good Timing Guide today so that you can work in harmony with the universe. Now, I want you to have the most fabulous, fabulous, loving, happy Valentine's Day you could ever imagine. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.